I was just going down for another experience. Like the poster said, adventure, education, travel, that's all I was looking for. A kid that was going to school with me, it was a white kid, he said he was going down to join the Marine Corps. I said, hell, I'll go down with you. And that's what I did, and I got down there, and they signed me up, and I guess he signed him up. They didn't mention anything about a discrimination or separate Marine Corps or anything like that. When I got down there, I didn't see people but one color. And at first I says, this is the Marine Corps, and I get on the basis. All African Americans, you know, except for maybe a few people who happen to be officers. I arrived at Moffett Point, Camp Moffett Point, 1948 in July. A lot of training, a lot of running up and down the road, and I was in pretty good shape anyway when I got there, and it never really bothered me, the conditions that they were putting us through. Here's a story that it's mostly a joke on me. I got to the chow hall. I was in the boot camp, and there was another platoon that happened to sit at the same table, and I was the only one from my platoon. And they took all the meat, and all that left was the peas. And so I grabbed the peas and put them all in my plate, and I got punished with a double sand pack on my back for being a chowhound, you know? And all I was trying to do was get a little of something. I got out of boot camp. A week or two afterwards, I was on my way to Guam. They decided to start a boxing team. That was like January. I got off maybe a week. They said, oh, we're going to start a boxing team. So I said, hey, I'll go out for it. And they said, well, we got a tournament going, a boxing event going in 2 weeks. So I said, oh, I'll train. I'll get in shape. So I trained for 2 weeks, but I think they sort of set me up because they put me up against a pretty good guy. I got in the ring with him, and I had already figured out how to work with a southpaw who had never boxed before, a southpaw. And he hit me and he dropped me. And I was on the canvas looking around, and the man said, 2, 3, 4, 5. I said, I got to get up. 6, and I got up about 7 or 8. And I was a little peeved off at that time. And so I got up. I didn't box him. I fought him. And I overpowered him, and I won the fight. That was my first fight on Guam. I learned a lot that I really don't know how to explain, you know? It's just knowing how to deal with people, work with people. You know, understanding people. You know, when I was in there, I ended up a buck sergeant, which was good, you know, at that particular time. After 3 years and made 3 stripes, that was great. But today I see where guys, African-Americans, are getting to be officers more often than ever before.